to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, hitting firewalls hoes. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero.
Try with the binary revolution to promote the ideal that hacking is a community effort. And by people having projects and people helping with projects, people encouraging with projects, people just giving a comment to help things, that's hacking. It doesn't matter how freaking leetzor you are if you can own my boxes sitting in my house, which I could own them. I don't care. If you're working alone, you're not helping the community. And if you're not learning, you're not helping yourself. If I'm doing the same shit every day, that's not hacking. That's ridiculous. That's me not learning anything. And this business we're trying to start up, we have a large area that's our little hacking area so that we can have our soldering iron and we can do our hardware stuff and we can have our software stuff and we can play around with whatever we want and have a bunch of shelves to store all our crap so that I can get it out of my house and so that we can have an area that people can come and play with our toys and have a good time and learn. And I don't know, I'm kind of rambling now. So I think this is a wonderful time to switch over to Mr. Stank Dog. I gave him a little holler way before the show was supposed to be out. I'm sorry, guys. But listen to Stank Dog for a little while.
Captain Kangaroo Show.
What's up, playa?
Just chilling.
Good deal.
Mind in mind.
Awesome.
So what are we doing tonight there, buddy?
Well, we are going to talk for a minute, and only a few minutes, about...
Are we already recording?
Yes.
So is that whole little buddy Captain Kangaroo thing going on there?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I've almost got enough for an hour and a half clip show just out of the last show.
Out of the last show? Okay.
But, let's see, I was going to talk...
But anyway, yeah, you can edit that first part out.
Okay.
All right, let's start now. So, what's going on there, Droops? What are we talking about tonight, buddy?
Well, today, sir, we are going to be talking about the revolution that we've kind of got going on. And about people that are not helping the revolution. And people that are.
How long is the show, man? I don't know if we have enough time for all that.
Well, we're going to do an 8-hour episode, actually.
Well, that might get us through the A's.
Well, that'll get us through the A's. Good deal.
Maybe the B's, I don't know.
Good thing your name starts with S and mine starts with D.
Yeah. Well, how exactly do you want to talk about this? See, I just kind of went into a little bit of this on the premiere of Season 4, the premiere episode that we did at Hope, but... Shall I do like a kind of a maybe an overview or a review for some of the new listeners about what the binary revolution is all about and what it means?
I think that would be an excellent idea, Mr. Stinky.
That would be helpful because, see, a lot of people, quite honestly, don't even know what BinRev stands for. BinRev.com stands for the binary revolution, which is kind of this, revolution, which is pretty much self-descriptive there. It's kind of a new mindset or a new way of thinking, kind of this change in the hacking scene that we've been trying to create, something we've been trying to move forward with for several years now. And I think we're making some progress. Sometimes it feels that every time you take a step forward, you get knocked back a step. But I think overall we've been taking two forward to get knocked back one. So I think we're still making some headway.
Good deal.
But basically... And people who have been in the scene for a while can maybe either back me up on this or completely disagree with me on this, but hacking was different not so awful long ago, a generation ago, if you want to speak in generational terms of hackers, which is probably 5 years the way technology goes. But
so when you were like around 40.
Right. So I before I crossed the 50 barrier. Now probably 5 to 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more. There was no real community. I mean, I think that's really the key word, and it's kind of a word you never heard the word community to refer to hackers before, you know, a few years ago. And actually, I credit that to Dual Parallel. He was very big on that word, very big on community. And, you know, one of the things that he and I have always agreed on and always liked is, you know, the whole aspect of working together, being friends and friendly with people, helping each other out. And maybe that's part of our personalities combined with our hacking interests. But we thought that, you know, it might be something good to start a new community of hacking, kind of show people that hacking is not all this sitting alone in your basement with the computers on and the lights off and not sleeping and drinking Jolt Cola and whatever other cliches they have for hacking. It's not like that anymore. It's changed. It certainly was, and there's not really a whole lot of debate. I mean, there are many times I spent in the dark hacking all through the night back when I was able to stay up all night without sleep. But it's changed now, and I think that we as a community or as individual hackers even need to grow and adapt with that. So the binary revolution was something that I just kind of made up one day, and I knew in the beginning it was a huge undertaking. I hoped that it would actually be a revolution. I hoped that enough people would be on board and feel the same way that I do, insofar as instead of us turning people away from hacking and chasing people away from hacking, we want more people to become hackers. Now, I'm not going to go into a rant on what a hacker is or isn't. I think we've beaten that horse to a bloody pulp. I think that horse has been beaten to death. And if we beat it anymore, we might get PETA, whatever that group is called after us. Yeah, those nut jobs.
Well, pretty much just to generalize what a hacker is, just real quick, is large genitalia, right?
Exactly. You know we're going to get a hate mail from PETA members now, right? Because I just said that. But anyway, they are nut jobs. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know if there's big a nut jobs as the Scientology? But anyway, I digress. The binary revolution. See, we've got to mix a little humor in here.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Binary revolution, to get back on topic here, is the other thing about the community in the past was not only that we were solitary creatures, but that when someone new came into the community, I guess, for lack of a better word, they had to earn their stripes, so to speak. They had to learn it on their own. They had to teach themselves. They had to get into the trenches. And they had to spend years and years and years just to kind of get up to speed and just to kind of even learn the mindset, you know. And truthfully, you should have that going in. Most people do have that curiosity and stuff in common. But more to the point of learning and getting people up to speed quickly on general security concepts, about the hacking mindset in general, about thinking outside of the box, things like that, and more specifically, actual applications and thoughts, processes of how to hack. So it's so all-encompassing now. There's so many different things that can be done. No one person can learn it all. Back in the day, you didn't have the global interweb, which kind of added a whole new, I don't know, a whole new world of hacking, if you will. So back then it was a little bit easier, and people knew a lot more, if you want to look at it as the greater percentage of computer knowledge that there was, because there was a limited amount of knowledge to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that sentence made any sense at all. But so now, anyway, the binary revolution is really an attempt to get people to help each other, so that instead of us working solo, instead of us working by ourselves, and even worse, instead of us being kicked down and kicked backwards by the hackers that are already out there, the older generation of hackers, and having this elitism of, you have to learn it yourself. I'm not going to show you anything. You're a noob just because you ask a question. And that was one of my biggest things, is I did go through the trenches. I did learn a lot of stuff. I was around in that generation. Old jokes aside, I am old. I was around back then. And as technology evolved, no matter how much you know, there's always more out there to learn. And I guess some of the old school hackers never let go of the fact that they couldn't know everything. They could never admit to that. They could never come to terms or come to grips with that in their own reality. Whereas I have no problem saying that I don't know squat compared to what kids coming up now. And, I, you know, when I say kids, I mean kids. There were 13, 14, 15-year-old kids that are learning stuff that I never even dreamed of. You know, they're teaching stuff now in school that we didn't even have available when I was coming up. There are security things, security topics, I guess, out there now that weren't even dreamed of back then. And to know all of them and to get up to speed and earn your stripes is a ridiculous notion now, because you'll never, ever learn all of those basics. It's just too hard and too time-consuming to sit and teach yourself everything there is to know about hacking, even basic-level hacking. Mm-hmm. So part of the revolution is, let's stop doing this. Let's stop flying solo. Let's stop kicking each other down is the bigger part of it. And let's start helping each other up. You know, and I, you know, one of the things I know it's, maybe it's become cliche for me, but I still love this statement that I've always put on my websites and stuff, is that hacking is about construction, not destruction. You know, it's about creating things. It's about working together. It's about helping each other and move, all of us moving forward, even if it's just a little bit of knowledge shared amongst all of us. That, to me, is a positive benefit to the hacking community that has now existed. And I still think that even though there's a little bit of drama here and there and people come and go from the scene, people come on and they'll see a hacking website, but they, some people you just can't make them see. You can't make them learn. I mean, we've, you know, even very recently we've lost people who, you know, we won't mention names or anything I like that, because I think people see others come and go, but that, that, you know, they like the site, they like some of the people on the site, but they just never got the idea of what the revolution is all about. Mm-hmm. If you really want to be an active, productive member of Binary Revolution, if you want to impress me, if you want to make put a smile on my face, in legal ways, of course, come to the site and produce stuff. Even if it's, listen, I know that people work for a living and they go to school for a living and they're out trying to get laid and all the other things that go along with life. But even if you just come and become a productive poster in the forums, you don't have to go out and make your own radio show. We certainly would help and support as much as we can if you did. A lot of people have done that. You can come and write articles if you've got time or if that interests you. I like writing myself, and some other people might as well. Some people don't. Maybe they'd prefer doing a radio show. Maybe they'd prefer filming video footage for Hack TV or other shows. If they just want to come and hang out in IRC and chat during the day and have somebody to bounce questions off of. You know, any of these things is productive, as opposed to coming into a forum and saying, you're a noob, you suck, going into IRC talking about how bad a radio show is, or how bad, oh, your product is terrible and I can't stand Doc Droppers, what a horrible website that is. Okay, either make one that's better, or help us fix the one that we have. And there's the line that gets crossed. There's the big difference, and this is what separates the revolutionaries from, and I don't care if they're hackers or not, you can be a hacker and still be a sheep. I know that's a concept. Hackers hate to be referred to as sheep, because we think the everyday person, the commoner, is the sheep or the sheeple. But you know what? You've got to come out here and do something. You can talk all day long. There's a lot of talkers in the world, and they're called politicians. How about we actually do something? We produce something. Anything. And I've heard this argument, and Drew, let me ask you, because I'm sitting here just babbling off, which you know I can do sometimes. So
I was
going to
say blathering.
Okay. Let me ask you this question and see what your opinion is, because I think we might agree on this, but is there such thing, because this was posed to me recently, and I try to debate or make the person see the light, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Is there such thing as a bad contribution to the hacking community? I mean, if somebody makes something that's just, frankly, not good, is that a bad thing?
If someone makes something that is not good, okay, so let's say I start a radio show called Infonomicon and it sucks.
Okay.
And instead of people emailing me and saying, hey, Droops, this sucks, this is freaking retarded, you're a fuckhead, and then going into forums and saying,
Droop sucks, he made a stupid-ass radio show.
Mm-hmm.
People could either say, hey, Droops, here's some things you could do to do it better, and maybe help me improve mine, or say, Droops is an idiot to themselves, I could do something better than he can, and then try to build off of my mistakes and make something better. So, no. I don't think that anyone that makes a contribution, even how bad it is, would spark an idea. It might spark an idea in someone else and make something better.
Well, what about public disclosure? What about, you know, going out into, say, a public forum or an IRC channel or something like that and saying, hey, everybody, Infonomicon Radio sucks?
Well, that just lets everyone know around them that they're just being a jackass. Because if it sucks, you're probably not the first person to recognize that. And if you're going to be the jackass and not try to help, and you just want to, ooh, I noticed that it sucked, I'm really cool, you're just making yourself a jackass, and at least it tells other people, hey, I'm a jackass.
Right, and also, you know, that's also an opinion-based thing. What you think sucks, other people may like, so.
This is true.
The truth of the matter is, on that note, the stuff that sucks, and I'm not saying believe me, there is some stuff in the hacking scene, the hacking community or whatever that sucks. There are articles that suck. Mine may fall into that sometimes, the radio show.
Like every BBP project ever.
Every single one.
Every one of them.
We're not down there with the Infonomicon Computer Club or anything, but, you know, we're towards the bottom. No, but, I mean, the truth of the matter is, joking aside, the fact is, the crappy projects, that people do, they're going to filter themselves to the bottom and eventually disappear.
Yeah.
They don't hurt anybody necessarily. If you're getting false information or misinformation, that's kind of a little bit different, because if somebody hears it and thinks that is truth, then yes, that can be a problem. But I think for the most part, it's one of those self-policing things where if somebody makes a misstatement, and believe me, if anybody who's listened to the show knows that I give an email address at the end to say if I've made any mistakes or misspoke about anything, by all means, let me know. And I'll throw it out right now. This is just an opinion of mine. This is what the binary revolution is about. This is the goal, is to bring people together, work on projects and things like that, and try to get things done. That's what my opinion is. That's what my goal is for the binary revolution. And it's going to stay that way, and I hope people will be on board with it. Now, if you have any suggestions to make it better, by all means, email me and let me know. By all means, if you really want to be a jackass, you can go to the forums and say, listen, Stank Dog, about that rant you went on, you fucking jackass, I hope you burn in hell. You can do that, too. But which one of those do you think is actually productive and might actually help the situation, and which one of those is going to really harm or hurt the situation and, again, make you look like a complete jackass? Even if you're brilliant, you could be Albert Einstein for all I care. But it's the way you go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just want people to get together. And, like, a lot of the times I get frustrated with, and I admit it, that I kind of go into these little negativity zones on short term where I'm like, fuck everybody, I get pissed off because, you know, nobody helps. Or, you know, at least if somebody tries to help, I can never fault them for that. You know, I've had people that, you know, they just end up, something happens in real life and they can't come through with it or whatever. That's one thing. That's understandable. But for somebody that just complains, or somebody that just, you know, talks a bunch of shit but doesn't do anything on their own to back it up or to help the situation, I really don't have a whole lot of sympathy for that.